right, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying this course on worship music. Hopefully you're learning things and putting them into practice. This next section is kind of at the advanced level, I suppose. It's writing your own songs. Psalm 149, verse 1, sing to the Lord a new song and praise the assembly of the faithful people. So back then they wrote new songs. We're not singing the exact same songs King David did long ago. So songs have been written over centuries. And maybe you think, well, who are we to be writing songs? Well, why not? Someone has to. So why write your own songs? You have some musicians in your church that are at that challenge level. They're good players. They're good singers. They know the harmony. They've done all these things, and they're like, they need the next challenge. And we started in our church, and one guy came and said he could write some songs, so he did. And we were a little nervous about it all. And what if it's a lousy song? And how do we do that? But then others started doing the same.
Right, so it makes people feel good about their contribution to their church, and it's also just an expression of your faith. It's a way to put that out there. So, when people feel good about being able to use their gift in this way, I think it helps people invite others to come to church.
Well, and it makes even the people of the church, when people, hey, our church, this is our song, and, we wrote it. And when people feel good about their church, they tend to invite people to their church. So it works really good. Number three, we will learn a lot about how music works. When you start writing songs and choruses and adding the harmonies and so on, you start, this is really how music works.
Mm-hmm. And then it's just fun.
It is.
It's a good way to practice and get better at your craft, but it also develops you.
Ground rule for writing your own songs. Just because you or someone in your church writes a song doesn't mean that it's good enough to spend the time and energy for the congregation to learn it. Ultimately, the worship leader, in conjunction with the pastor, must decide.
Yeah, I think when you're writing your own worship songs, scripture songs, whatever it might be, the ultimate goal should be your personal worship. If it gets used in the larger body, great, but don't do it for that purpose, or you might be disappointed, and you shouldn't put down the value of something, your own offering to God.
Right.
That's fine.
So there's a lot of songs that I've written that the only person that has ever heard them is myself and my wife. And the dog when we had one. I mean, so writing songs just for your own enjoyment. But then once in a while, there's a song that you think might work for the congregation. And again, it's easy to fall in love with the song that you wrote, and it might be good, it might not be. And so let other people decide.
Yeah, when you create something like this, it almost becomes one of your children. And it's hard to take criticism of one of your children.
Yes.
So,
correction, or add this.
That didn't work.
You have to have a lot of patience and humility and all of these things if you're going to be starting to write songs. So if you're going to do it, where would one begin? Many would-be songwriters start with the melody that they have going on in their head. Then they go to some piano player or a guitar player and ask them to do something with it. And it often doesn't go well. Someone comes and they say, I have this tune. And, Lord, you're great. It's just, and they're hearing something really cool in their head. Okay? They got instruments going on and drums coming in and synthesizers and strings, but all I'm hearing is you singing, and it might be a little off, and it doesn't hold together as a whole. It's like a piece here, it's a piece there, and then you want me to do something with it, and that I don't know what to do with it other than start from scratch and redo it. So and usually it doesn't hold together as a unit, because people are like, it's like, I'm going to go to my parents' house, and I get in the car, and instead of going down the road and following the road, I just start driving along the field, and I just go in the general way that I think I want to go. It's not going to go that well. There's a road. and the road goes this way, and then it turns this way. And if I stay on the road, eventually I get there. And so with songwriting, there's kind of a road that you have to follow. And the road in songwriting and in songs in general, the road is called a key. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we've said many times that the, you know, a scale is made up of 8 notes, and then it has some accidentals, but basically it's 8 notes, and that is something we recognize, and really the 8 notes are just get repeated. So if you play a scale, and then it repeats again going up. So you see all these keys, but really it's just a set of 8, and then a set of 8, and a set of 8. And so that's a pattern. But then what we do with these keys to make more sense out of it is we turn them into keys. So you need to choose a key that your song is going to be in. So with the piano, you might start with the key of C. That's a nice key. Or the key of D. Or the key of G. Or maybe E. And then a key, you know, has a root chord. And then if you go, what, a fourth up, mm-hmm. so 4 notes up, A, B, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, So. You play the next chord there, and then you go one more, which would be the fifth. And then you go back to the one. So 1, play 1, 4, 5, 1. With the guitar, the key of C. Key of C, G, F. And then I wrote down A minor. A minor is, it's called the relative minor. It's like a cousin.
Of the C chord.
Yeah, so this is a family. There's a family. It's called the C family. You got a C, you got a G, you got an F. And then its cousin, relative minor, is A minor. It's more that kind of sad kind of sound. Or you could play in D, and it's the same thing, D, A, G, and then B minor. Or you could play in the key of G. These are just sort of the common chords. Or you could play in E, those are the ones that go with it. You play these 4 chords, or 3, and you play them in different orders. So I might play C, G, A minor, F, that'd be like a pattern. Or I might start with A minor, and then I might go to F, then I go to C, and then I go to G. You can sort of mix and match these orders, and you keep playing these orders until you get a pattern that you sort of like. Find the pattern or the order of the 4 chords that you have chosen, the ones that you like. Usually a pattern begins and ends with the dominant chord. So if you're in the key of C, you want to begin and you sort of want to end your song there, so that it's sort of finished. You start with the key of G, you begin with G, and then you end with G. If you can't figure out a pattern for your chords, borrow a pattern from a song you like. The reality is that these patterns have been used by thousands and tens of thousands of songs. There's only so many patterns, and people just keep using the same patterns over and over and over again. So if you know a song already, I learned a pattern long ago with Jim Croce sang a song. Christmas lights, I see window pane, make me wish that we could be together again. And then I just borrowed all of that to make my own song. I just abide with me, fast fall deep time, the darkness deepens. And that's just a hymn. I just took an old hymn and I put the Jim Croce chords that I really liked, and it seemed to work. So you can't figure out a pattern. Just find a song you like, figure out what the pattern is, and start playing along. Then you need a beat. Beat gives the feel and the style of the music more than almost anything. Listening to different beats will automatically make you think of different chords and melodies. Sometimes I sit with this keyboard and it will start playing a certain beat, and it just makes me want to play a different kind of song. So if you have a drummer or some kind of a drumming source, you just start playing it, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, and you start playing your chords to that beat. It sometimes helps. The instrument you use to play your chords and the sound you choose, like on the keyboard, if you can find like a violin sound or something.
No,
that's good. Play that
okay,
one.
Okay, so the...
So, oh Lord, I come to you with praise on my lips. So I had no idea what she's going to play or what the sound is going to be, but she starts playing and it just makes me go, well, that sounds kind of bluesy. And I just start singing bluesy kind of songs. And, you know, that's how you can start figuring out what kind of song you want. You listen and have different kinds of sounds around you, and it just reminds you of different genres, and you just automatically start doing something. Step three, the melody. Okay, how do you come up with a melody? Find the melody that you like with the notes you've chosen in the chord pattern. So, for example, I may have some examples here. Look for the notes, whatever chord you're playing. Decide if the melody you have sounds like a chorus or maybe a verse. If you have a verse, then add a chorus. A chorus is often higher than the verse. A chorus can have more words or less words. A chorus,
repetitive words.
Yep. A chorus, what is the next one? The chorus may have the same chord progression, or it might be slightly different. Chord progression. Okay, let me sort of demonstrate that. So, I remember when I was writing my first scripture song, I picked the key of C. So I was playing C, then G, then A minor, then F. Then I went to C, G, F. That was sort of my pattern that I liked. So. Then I'd keep playing it over and over. Then I added a little beat to it that I liked. By the way, that little, the beat I'm giving is sort of the contemporary beat, at least in Western cultures, and it's like strong on the downbeat, but then it we're used to hearing a snare drum on the, you know, if it's one, two, three, four, it's one with the bass drum, and on two, it's the snare drum. So I'm trying to mimic the bass and then the snare. So that's the snare drum. I'm slapping the snare drum with my guitar. So, but I'm hitting the lowest note on my guitar for the bass drum. So. So that's my verse. Now I don't have a melody. So how do I find the melody? I'm going to find the melody in the notes of a chord. So there are a lot of notes in this chord. I got to pick one of them. I can pick a low and low, la, and then I go to the next chord, la. So I can la. Starting low and going up, or I could start high. La, 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 la. But the notes that I'm choosing, and I just random notes, they're somewhere in this chord, and so they fit. Or I could sit on one note the whole time. La, 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 la. And it still works. So, you can go up and down, la, 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 la. know, all the possibilities. You can see, you can start low, you can start and go down, you can go down, you go up, or you can vary it around. You can just try out, you know, a gazillion different options. I finally decided on la 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 la, and I repeated it, la la la. One phrase, and then I repeat the phrase. That's my verse. Now I want a chorus. Well, I'm going to keep the same chords, make it real simple. But since I was sort of here, I'm going to go up with my chorus a little bit. So a lot of times choruses go up, or they're just different from the verse. So here's my verse. La, 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 la. Sort of elongated the words. Instead of so many words, I made it, you know, last longer. So it's just slightly different from the verse. So that, so basically that's, you know, you just play around with the chords, and if you play chords and get a pattern of chords long enough, some tune will start evolving out of that, and you keep singing it until you get it consistent. In the next session, we're going to talk about, well, okay, then what do you do with it? How do you add words to something like that?